And if the Lord will help me tonight, I want to speak to us about being thankful, serving God with gladness of heart, serving Him with gladness of heart.
Yes.
How many's glad? Yes. Jesus?
Come on.
Lord have mercy, how good He's been.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Stay with me a little while. I'm going to start off like this. When you're serving the Lord and doing the best you can, are you with me? The closest that you'll ever be to heaven is when you're praising God.
Amen. Come on.
I believe that.
Yeah.
You can get in a spirit of worship and praise, and it ushers you right into His divine presence when you're worshiping and praising Him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If you have a good prayer life, praise and worship will draw you into the Lord's presence easier and quicker than anything else you can do.
Amen.
Come on. How many's had a, like, you go to the Lord in prayer and you put your petitions before Him and then you start thanking Him and praising Him. Praise and worship will do for you what prayer alone can't do.
That's right.
Hallelujah. When we're thankful and we raise our hands and say, God, I'm glad for what You've done for me, what You brought me out of. You saved my soul. You put something in my heart that the world did not have to give. Hallelujah. He made me glad when I came to Jesus. I was lost in sin and in a horrible pit, walking in darkness and miserable in my soul. But can I tell you, the darkness went out when Jesus, the light, came on the inside of my heart. He filled me with the love of God. He filled me with a song of praise. He put a glad song down inside of my heart. Even praise unto my God. Hallelujah. David said, many shall hear of it and shall trust in the Lord. Did you know that the world is looking toward us? Our loved ones are looking to us and they're wondering, have they got anything? Have they got a light? Have they got a testimony? Have they got something good that they can share? I'm telling you, Jesus gave me something a long time ago in 1974 that I want to tell it, and I want to shout it, I want to sing it, I want to preach it. Raise your hand in the house. He gave me something to share, and it is real tonight.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory. Yes, it is.
What is worship? I'm going to try to help us. It is relinquishing your all. Say it with me. My all.
My all.
It's relinquishing your all, yielding every atom of your being and every fiber of your soul from your innermost heart to God in love and adoration with thanksgiving and praise. For God inhabits the praises of His people. That's when He comes down to move and to touch and to bless. He abides and He dwells in a spirit of praise. He moves in the atmosphere of worship. That's when God begins to speak. That's when He manifests His glory. It's when the church as a whole and His people praise Him with a glad heart. How many can say, I'm glad for a church in Ashland, Kentucky? We can come through those glass doors and feel the Lord in the music and in the singing. Oh God, I'm telling you, it ain't hard to praise Him when you think of all that He's done, what He's brought you out of. Hallelujah. What He gave to you a long time ago. Hallelujah. The Bible said, lifting up holy hands in the sanctuary and blessing the Lord. I'm telling you, that's when the power and the Spirit of God comes down. It's in the anointing of the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, all ye people.
Yes. Woo. Glory to God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm going to try to help us.
Jesus.
What is the key then to worship and praise? Hallelujah.
Jesus.
What is it? It's having a glad heart. Brother Tommy, where does gladness come from then?
Jesus.
What is it that'll make me really glad?
Jesus.
How do I get it, preacher? Gladness stems from a thankful heart for all that God has done for you. What He has given you, from where that He's brought you to where you are today. It's the feeling of knowing that you are saved. It's the times that He's come by and He's touched you and He's healed and He gave you strength when you was weak and He lifted you up when you were down. He gave you hope when you didn't have any. Hey, He worked things out you could not work out on your own. But He's glad. That's what put gladness and a thanksgiving down in our heart. He's touched you. He lifted you up. He's made ways when there wasn't any ways. Oh, He brought you out of trouble. He supplied your needs. Listen, all the times that He's went before you, working things out that you could not fix, and He provided for you, all of that He is still keeping you, and He's still blessing you. There's people right here a long time ago, years and months ago, the devil told you that he would never pull out, and you would never see a way through, and you would never make it. But you're here by the grace and the mercy and the love of God tonight. I'm telling you, God ain't forgot His people. I said the Lord, His eyes are up on the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry. You're still here, and you're feeling the presence of the Lord. You're still saved. Raise your little hand and praise Him. God ain't done with you yet. That old devil's a liar. He's a liar. Jesus talked about him and called him an old thief. And a thief cometh to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come. Hallelujah, that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. Raise your hand again and praise Him. Woo! I got abundant life tonight. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. That feeling right down deep inside. Oh, preacher, Brother Haney, Eugene Haney, he get up and get anointed of preaching. He said, I'm feeling this down about the fifth rib. How many knows the innermost being? I can be filled with the living water. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Well, I was going to teach this.
Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Breathe.
Come on, brother.
Breathe. Look at Psalm 100. You don't have to turn there. A psalm of praise. This psalm came from David's heart. Who was it? Who was it that inspired these words, David?
Come on.
Oh, my gracious sakes.
Where were you at when the Spirit of God came on you and put that in your mind and pick up your pen and to write it? What is God saying to David? He used David as his pen to write the 100th Psalm for us. Hallelujah. Woo. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness.
Yes.
Come before His presence with singing.
Yes.
Woo. Know ye that the Lord, He is God.
Yes.
It is He that made us and not we ourselves.
Yes.
We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Yes. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Woo. Nobody's ever had that desire down in your heart. All these church times are rolling around. I wonder what God's got in store tonight. Well, praise be to the Lord. Hallelujah. If we'll come together in one mind and one accord. Hey, I'm telling you, with a glad heart and with a thankful heart, and the Lord will show up. I said the Lord of glory will show up. Hallelujah. He'll show up just in time. There's a shepherd walking in our midst. There's a high physician that'll come down in our praise.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus.
Well, I think I'm feeling better than I did when I got here.
Yeah. Come on. Hallelujah.
Seriously.
Amen.
That tells you right there what God will do.
Right. Right. Woo. Yeah.
Why, David, to enter into them gates with thanksgiving and courts with praise? Why? For the Lord is good.
Yeah.
He's good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations.
Yeah.
His goodness,
yeah,
his mercy, and truth does not run out for his children.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo. No wonder David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Why, David? Because I've been in God's house before, and I know what the presence of God will do. Hallelujah to the Lord when he comes down, and the Shekinah glory, I feel it. Hallelujah. How many can just see old David strumming the strings of that old harp, saying, my God, it's good all the time.
Play, David, play. Sing, David.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on.
I get on my computer, honest, and I'll look up scriptures and stuff, and it ain't very long, buddy, I start feeling it. Whew, I'm glad I took typing in high school. And boys said, what are you taking typing for? I really didn't know back then. I didn't know why I was taking typing. But buddy, I do right now. What I can't write with my pen, I tell you what, I can get on these five those digits that I got on my laptop and look up scriptures and paste them on this piece of paper. Woo! Raise your little hand. I'm a using Jesus what you gave me a long time ago. Well, praise be to the Lord. Woo! Don't you think God would do more for us if we use what he's already given us? Yes, God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If we just glorify him.
Yep. Hallelujah. Yep. Jesus.
Let's go to the house of God, David. Tell us, Isaiah 35 and 10. Tell us, Isaiah, about the city of Zion, which represents the church and the redeemed. And the ransomed, the redeemed of the Lord, shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. How many knows that the old devil, he'd like to hover over your head with a cloud of depression and a cloud of doubt and make you feel like you're doomed and you're gloomed. But I'm glad there's something in the house of the Lord. Everlasting joy can come up on your head. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Tell him, I can do it tonight, Jesus. I can do it tonight, God. I'm a winner. I said, I'm a winner. I got victory. Well, praise be to the Lord. I got something that's keeping me alive.
I can do all things, yes, through Christ. Praise the Lord. I can do it.
Lord, I need some lungs.
Come on. Hallelujah. Merry Christmas.
This ought to clear that cough right up.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, David, tell us some more.
Come on.
Now, I get happy if this happens.
Come on.
What was it like last week? I took off a flying through the house, running up and down that long hallway. I told Mary, I said, I feel like running. She said, well, run. I peeled out of that bedroom. I think she was ironing my shirt or something like that. I said, I feel like running. She said, well, run. I peeled out of there and hit that hall and went all the way to the end of it, into the living room, turned around where the fireplace and the hearth was, and I come a running all the way down that hall. I said, pour it out, Jesus. I pour it out, dear Lord. Oh, I feel him. I just felt him over my soul. You can have this at the house. I said, you can have it in your car. You can have it going down the road. I'm telling you, it's not limited to the house of God. You can have it. Pour it out, Lord. Pour it out, Lord. I believe if you'd have been there, you'd have been right behind me. I'd pour it out, Lord. I'd pour it out, Lord. Pour it out, God. Pour it out. Roddy. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Pour it out.
Glory to God. Send it on down.
Pour it out, Jesus. Make us glad.
Oh, let the Holy Ghost come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Bless you, Lord.
Hang on just a second.
Lord.
This is just halfway down page 2.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on, David.
Come on.
99 and 1, Psalm. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart.
Yeah.
I will show forth all of thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise unto thy name. How many wants to fall in love with Jesus tonight? Raise your little hand in the house. After all that he's done for you, after all the many blessings, a home, a place to lay your head, food and clothing and your raiment, shoes on your feet. Hallelujah to God. I got more to praise him right now than I've ever had in my whole life. Heaven, Bronnie, is just around the corner. And I'd like when that trumpet to sound that I would go up and ascend into the clouds. And I'd be with Jesus. I sing it on my way up. I praise unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yes.
Meet him in the clouds with a song.
Yes.
And with a praise.
Yes.
And with a glad heart.
Right.
Psalm 32 and 11.
Hallelujah.
Come on,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Honestly, yeah, this thing gets a hold of you.
Yes.
Jesus. You got it,
yeah.
Sometimes I like to run 7 ways at one time. Raise your little hand. Sweet Holy Ghost, visit us, Jesus. Oh, your presence. Everybody stand in the house as she gets ready to sing.
Jesus.
Anybody's hungry for the Lord, more of him. You want a closer walk with him. You need him in your life for more. I'm going to open this altar up. Don't be ashamed to come and bow at the seat, bow at the altar. Hallelujah. 32 and 11. David said, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. We got a right to shout and to rejoice. Do you know what God's looking for tonight? It's the shout of victory and praise from a glad heart in His church. I got a right to shout. I got a right to sing. The devil ain't got nothing. I got everything. I'm tired of you, Satan. You had me bound way too long. So I'm going to lift my hands toward heaven. And I'm going to sing me a happy song. Come on, come on. Well, praise me to the Lord. I got a right to shout. I got a right to sing. The devil ain't got nothing. But I've got everything. Devil, you had me bound too long. I want to lift my hands toward heaven and sing me a happy song. Come on, children, pour your heart out. Tell Him what you want.
Yes, He is. He's good all the time. God is good.
Yes,
yes, He is. He's good
all the time.
He can start the whole world.
Yes,
the greater thing of God. He's the richest one in the world.
He's good all the time.
Well, God is good.
Yes, He is. He's good all the time. He's good,
no, He is.
He's good all the time.
You can serve the
world over.
No greater thing you'll find. He's not good just once in a while.
He's good all the time. Tell Him, church.
Now it's
tell Him from your heart. I'm glad for you,
no,
Jesus. I'm glad for God.
And
God that loved me.
Sweet Holy Ghost.
Yes, He is.
Good all the time.
God is good. You know He is. He's good all the time. Church is over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time.
He's the one you call in the middle of night when your body moans with pain.
Yes, God.
Don't worry about that wayward child. He heard you call His name.
Great children, God reads those prayers.
He hears the cry of the Lord.
He's not good just once in a while.
He's good all the time.
Well, God is good. Yes, He is.
He's good all the time.
God is good. You know He is.
He's good all the time. The church is over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time. Praise the Lord.
Well, God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. Well, God is good. You know He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. The greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time. Put Him in your kitchen when you don't have a dime.
is.